As long as he didn't tell this cheesy joke.
Oh my god. No, that's when he comes, he says this.
I'll get free. I need to cool off. Welcome, all to the Booze, Boobs, and Blood podcast. I'm your humble co-host, Ween.
And I'm Ray.
Yeah, that was the wind. I was trying to blow into the mic, which I'm sure is very pleasant.
I was trying to blow the mic.
To listen to, yeah.
I've already blown one mic.
Yeah, you did.
God.
Oh my God. It's been it's been a rough weekend, you guys. Ugh. I'm just kidding. And we watch and review horror movies, so you don't have to.
We do some stupid shit on this thing.
I know. We do a bunch of crazy shit.
We do.
You guys, it is March Women's History Month.
It's March Madness.
It's March Madness. No.
No.
We don't. We're like, no.
Next year, we're going to do, instead of women's celebrating Women's Month, we're going to do just basketball horror.
Yeah,
the worst basketball games in history. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, my God. Loving basketball. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no, that's a good movie.
I know. It is a good movie. It's not, yeah. That's not nice. No. So, guys.
Mm-hmm. yeah. So, what are we doing today?
We are reviewing 2018's The Wind by director Emma Tammy. So what are we going to do first, Ray?
First, you're going to tell me what tickled your pickle.
Sure will. what have I done in the last couple of weeks? Hold on. Oh, well, I'll say what I've done this weekend is this past week at work was fucking crazy. It was the first week, and Friday was the first real day where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Aww. What am I doing here? I'm an imposter. Because when I started at the end of March, mm-hmm. which was right at the tail end of their yearly business review.
Oh.
Big data poll and graphs and charts and that we take to the CEO. And
right.
So
you kind of missed out on that.
I missed that. Right. Yeah. So this is my first year and I'm like, ah, you know, and it's big and scary and a lot of new information.
Yeah.
At once. I'm like, ah. But it's cool. Better about it now.
So now I know why you were drinking on Friday
night. Yes, so Friday night. So Friday night, I've been spending the weekends with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Faux living situation. And living simulation. And Friday night, Friday nights, ordinarily, we... As a couple, those are usually solo night for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just watching one of, the movies that we're reviewing upstairs while he's downstairs gaming with his friends. And mm-hmm. it's great. But, we made dinner together and as soon as we were done, I was like, because when I first got there, I was like, I need quiet. I need a hug.
Oh.
And I need a drink.
Whatever order you'd like that in, that's fine.
It's fine. And he's like, I got you. So he's...
I got all three of those things for
right.
you.
So he made me, by request, because I purchased blue cheese stuffed olives for me.
Yum.
He doesn't like them.
Okay.
He doesn't like olives. None of the kids do either. Yeah. So it's like, it's mine. It's all mine. So he made me a... beautifully done dirty martini.
Nice.
It was perfection. So I made him show me how to make it myself. Because,
mm-hmm.
I
like so much olive juice that it's
I do.
They call this, I guess, filthy martini.
That's exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. I said, I want a filthy martini.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the saltiness and it's so good. So he showed me how he made it. So I was like, now I can handle myself, damn it. And so I made two more after that. And
it was a good night.
I was pretty drunk, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, for reasons I will bring up later, I stopped this movie halfway through and I was like, nope.
So, I can see why, yeah.
But this whole weekend, the weekend before this was just event after event. It was super busy with both kids. They had stuff going on and it was so, so busy. And we were like, we didn't get a break. And by the end of that weekend, we were just exhausted. So this weekend, we're like, we have nothing
to
do. Mm-hmm. So we decided to cook together. So we, did a lot of bulk cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it, took most of the day yesterday. And we made something else today. So we made chicken and dumpling soup yesterday from scratch. And today we tried tikka masala from scratch. That was amazing. Try new things and I don't like cooking very much. He enjoys it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that kind of stuff and also trying something new, it's a lot easier when you're tag teaming it.
Yeah.
So we kind of, help each other and we're a good team. So it's nice.
You need someone to prep stuff.
I do. I'm fine with the prep cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... He teases me because he's good at troubleshooting and improvising, and I am not. And he and this is why we kind of the general phrasing we use is he's a cook and I'm a baker, because he's an improviser. When you cook, you can kind of
with baking you cannot.
But baking is straight. He calls me a rule follower because you have to with baking. Mm-hmm. And I was like it's the perfect analogy of us, and that's why we work.
When I first started baking, I was scared. I was scared to bake because I am such a cook that I'm like, and there are times in my life I'm like, maybe I should have gone and done that because I like cooking.
Yeah.
Any more I've gotten to the point, I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, right.
Because cooking for myself, so what the fuck do I care? But baking scared me at first. But then I started doing it. I'm like, okay, I can do this. It's very simple. But you do have
to follow it to the
because
letter.
It's, chemistry.
Chemistry. Exactly. Yeah. It's chemistry. And it's and it is, and things that I didn't pick up on before when I was younger baking, I did when I was older, mixing the dry ingredient. There are reasons why things are in the order they are, because you have to do it in that order. Yeah. You mix the dry ingredients together and the wet ingredients together and then combine.
Right.
You don't do, you don't just put them all in willy-nilly,
Right, right.
You're going to get a different, thing.
Result. Yeah.
Right.
Like chemistry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
I like it.
So I feel pretty good now. I'm all relaxed.
Nice.
How about you? What tickled your pickle?
Not much. We have a joint one, I think, that we might talk about for next week.
Yes.
So,
for
sure. Somebody got me addicted to flat white flat whites from Starbucks.
You're welcome.
So
I am a self-professed Starbucks whore.
So when I'm pulling up there at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, just give me that. So I mean, I have found that I like that because it's
and they have sugar-free vanilla syrup, which is helpful.
Like the honey.
Almond milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which still has sugar in it, but still it's fine. It's natural. It's butt sugar. So it's bee butt sugar.
Right.
I have to laugh. So opposite. This will be my head. There was a.
I thought it was bee vomit.
It's actually so. I was just reading a book. I did a review on called Mortgage of Convenience.
Oh,
and it's very cute. It's fucking hot.
Okay.
I will show you the review I wrote because
ooh.
I quoted a lot in that one. And holy crap!
Wow.
So they bring that up, and the brother goes, "So are bee is honey bee shit?" Or bee vomit.
Right.
And one of the characters goes, it's bee spit.
Okay. There you go.
So I don't know if that's scientific,
and this is going to be gross. It's like if you eat something, in your mouth and you don't drink anything or rinse out your mouth, you still have the remnants of it in your mouth and your spit. So it's like that, but the pollen.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say Dana McLean was, she did some research on there. I hope she did. I love Dana McLean, so it's fine. But that's what I got from there.
There are a lot of people. There's a friend of mine that has a little baby mini apiary in her backyard because they just, you know, wanted to start doing it. I'm like, that's great. Good for you, not for me.
Oh, so I would love to do that. I love bees. I mean, I'm not.
Nope.
Yeah, I know people like.
Respect you. I respect your function in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
And I also respect your distance. Thank you.
Like, I don't want them, like, yeah, I mean, like, it would be nice to have, and I don't, but I don't mind them. I just don't like when they're constantly in my hair. That's right, bothering me. Yeah, but like, being obviously, like, I don't mind them because I know that they're good for the environment. So,
there.
But that's all I got. I mean, really, it was, I don't feel good. So I am.
Honey, I wish.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
This is giving me like a little bit of a push.
Give it a little jolt.
Yeah. Plus, I took one of these like things that you left here.
Did you? I might take one now.
Yeah, go for it. This is like these gummies. Yeah. So I think that and the coffee is definitely like.
I can't see it. Oh, fuck. What was that? Oh, it was a candle. Jesus. I thought it was like a full glass.
I got also have tons of fucking candy over here, too.
Oh, there it is. It's in a much smaller pouch.
It is.
Which I'm sure this is great for
ASMR.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I got. It just was a week. It's a week that's turning into a month and turning into a year.
Yeehaw!
And I hate it.
Yeah, you particularly have had a rough week. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I don't want to cry. Anyhow,
so, oh my God.
So we liked what we did last week, last 2 weeks.
It was fun. It was funny to listen to.
So we're going to do that.
I mean, you guys tell us. I don't know.
We're going to do that. We're going to do the same Smash or Pass.
Smash or Pass.
What we're going to do with...
I loved the music, by the way, that you chose.
I don't remember.
Oh, man.
I'll have to look. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. It was like, it was free music that I found somewhere.
I mean, yeah.
All right. So would you like to...
It was very like 80s sitcom.
Yes. Yeah. Smash
or almost... It reminded me too of like... You know, like the pre-commercial breaks of SNL with the saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Boop, 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 you know, and the band's going. It's kind of like, kind of remind me of that. Anyway.
Welcome to Smash or Pass.
Smash. Or pass.
So this is the first. This round is going to be MCU characters.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any. Like, I couldn't find a list. I'm sure there's a list of DC characters. Let me see if I can find one really quick. Because I know some DC, but I don't know. Okay. Yes, I can do this. We can do this with. I have. So we're just going to, this first one is going to be comic book characters.
Okay. So
we will first go through Marvel. Thanos, smash or pass?
Mm-hmm.
I'd smash.
Smash, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it.
I mean, he's got a big old donger. We were in, this one is BuzzFeed, so it'll tell us how wrong we were.
Perfect.
We were definitely super wrong. Hela, from Thor.
Thor's sister or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
Kate Blanchett. Yeah, come on. Right.
Smash every fucking day.
Yeah, she's basically comic books Maleficent. Like, you know, that was the vibes it was giving me.
And so, here's another one. I mean, come on, fucking Loki. I mean, Tom Hiddes.
Come on, technically he's a villain.
He's an anti-hero.
He is the anti-hero. Yeah.
I mean, because he's a hero on Loki.
Right. So I totally smash that.
He's looking really skinny the second season. I'm like, to the point where I'm like, is he sick? Like, and not because I don't think he's still fucking fine, but I'm just like, okay. Here's another one. I love the person in real life, so it's a really tough one for me. Is Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy, one of the Skrulls.
Oh, right.
It's Lee Pace in real life, yeah.
I loved him.
I know.
Pass.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. I think it's the makeup.
Like, no. Partly, but not 100%.
Yeah.
It was his character.
Yeah, like, he also is a genocidal maniac, so there's that too.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, no judgments.
No judgments. Right? We definitely would fuck Candyman, and he's a genocidal maniac too.
Right.
So, Red Skull, fucking pass.
Oh, pass on that. Even though it is weaving.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know.
No, he has a face like a burnt hot dog.
It's a whole Nazi thing that I'm not okay
too,
with.
That too.
Like, no, thank you.
Alexander Pierce, who's a human, played by Robert Redford.
Who was a human? Who's
he is in? I'm gonna turn this so you can see. I think it's Iron Man.
Oh right. Mm-hmm. Pass.
Same.
Robert Redford personally doesn't do it for me personally.
Young Robert Redford does it for me. But
sure. Not to guess you're yum.
I mean, Indecent Proposal. Fuck yes. $5,000 for that Robert Redford then. Yes. Yes. Aldrich Killian, which is played by Guy Pearce in Iron Man 3.
Oh, right.
Fucking smash.
I'd smash all, even with that hair, man.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. The post. Mm-hmm.
After he becomes like. Yeah. When he's got the greasy hair and those glasses.
Yeah, the greasy hair. Like, yeah.
I'm going to guess this is going to be a pass for both of us. Obadiah Stane from Ant-Man. It's Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, no. No. Pass. No. Pass, thanks. No, thank you.
No, it'd be like having sex with somebody's grandfather. Even as the dude, I'm still not.
I was going to say the dude, right?
Ultron. I might smash just because it is
James Spader.
That fucking voice. Also, I do like Age of Ultron. I'm probably the only person on the planet that likes it.
No, you're not. I liked that one.
I liked it a lot.
It was so good.
I did too. I liked it. Oh, this one's a tough one. Ego. Kurt Russell from Guardians 2.
Oh, right. Fucking
smash.
No.
No front for you?
That's a pass.
Okay.
But I get it.
Ghost. She's. I don't. I see. It's Ant-Man of the Wasp. I don't really remember. Mm. She's pretty.
Okay.
Here. That's what she looks like.
I have no frame of reference. Okay.
I mean, it's a pretty girl. Smash.
Sure.
All right. I don't know. Oh. Malkith, I think. I think that's Thor 2. I think that's Christopher Eccleston. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Chrissy Eccles, so that one's tough because it's Chrissy Eccles, and I'm like, I love Chrissy Eccles, but fuck it, smash it. I'm a smash.
No, I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
No thanks.
Killmonger. It's fucking. What's his face? Michael B. Jordan. Come on.
Oh,
right,
man, that's tough.
Oh, it's smash every fucking day for me.
I mean, I get great cheese on those abs, man.
Right?
Oh, but he's such a dick.
I know.
But he's got a big dick, so smash.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I don't. That remains to be seen.
Yes. Jon Rogg, played by Jude Law in Captain Marvel.
He was so bad. Charming.
He was charming, but he's so bad.
Oh,
like, he's such a bad guy.
Bastard.
He's a bad boy.
Oh, I'd teach him a lesson.
So what are you saying?
Smash. Okay. I'd smash that. Yeah. Nap.
Jesus Christ, how many more of these are there? Okay.
Smash
I don't
it,
even know
then...
who this person is, so I'm not going to go. I don't know who that is.
Smash it, then bash it.
Zemo. From Civil War, played by something Bruno. What is his name? I love him, so I'm gonna smash.
I'm sorry, you probably. Yeah, smash. I'd smash the shit out of that.
Yeah,
guy.
He was the alienist in the Alien, which
was
so,
so good.
Did you watch that?
No, but in that movie he's
very
really
good in that too. All right, let's real quick we'll go through the DC villains. All right,
rapid fire.
All right, Joker. Oh, God, I don't... But that one's a tough one, because, like, which Joker?
Which Joker?
I'm going to make a executive decision and say Heath Ledger's Joker.
Absolutely. Would smash.
Yeah. And Jared Leto's... No. No way.
He's
no.
Fucked up, man.
Who?
Heath Ledger.
Like, oh, yeah.
He played it so good.
They fucked him up.
Very fucked up.
Yeah. Bane. So,
I have not watched... I mean, okay, pass, but like I've not seen that one still.
Oh, the last one?
Yeah.
I've watched it once and I fell asleep. Lex Luthor.
I only know that because people do the voice and like, oh, you know?
Yeah, like Eric Cartman did it.
Like a sandwich. And, like, say stupid shit with it or whatever.
Batman. Lex Luthor, and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna say
which one?
I could be
Jesse
an asshole.
Eisenberg.
I was going to be an asshole. I was going to be nice. And, well, no, because they're all awful. They're all because it's hey, like Alex. Kevin Spacey. No. Jesse Eisenberg. Pass. He's so fucking creepy in Batman versus Superman.
I know.
He's like, he's definitely trying to get a like get something going with what's her face, Holly Hunter in that movie.
Ooh.
But I mean, it's yeah.
Sorry,
Harley Quinn.
Smash that in half, man.
I mean, it and is Margot Robbie.
Yeah, come on,
Mr. Freeze.
Arnold.
Yes.
Arnie. As long as he didn't tell this cheesy joke.
Oh my god! No, that's when he comes. He says, this.
"I'm gonna free. I need to cool off."
Yep, as he's like, and then it's freeze time.
I'm frozen solid.
I'm frozen inside you.
I'm stiff.
the Riddler, and I'm gonna go with Paul Dano's in the most recent Batman movie. All right, well, I'd pass. I mean, he's more human than the other ones, I think. The Riddler. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, we can do Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, I'd smash it.
Nope. Yes. No. If you think Arnold is annoying when he's fucking you, God, Jim Carrey's like.
I know.
I hate fucking Jim Carrey.
I know you do, but
Scarecrow, and I'm gonna go with Cillian Murphy.
Fucking Murphy, yes, yes, please.
Every fucking
even with
day.
The mask, I don't care.
Him as Oppenheimer, fuck
he
yes.
He can put whatever mask on me. He'd be wearing it. I don't give a fuck.
Black Adam, which I believe is that not what's his face? That's The Rock, I believe, isn't that who that is? Yeah.
What?
Back at him. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, smash.
Yeah, fuck yeah, smash. Catwoman. And it's got to be Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Okay.
I'd smash that. I'd scratch that.
General Zod. And it's Michael Shannon.
Oh.
Smash.
Yeah, smash.
Poison Ivy. And it's...
Uma Thurman?
Yes.
Oh.
Smash.
Smash, duh.
I'm looking through the other ones. Deadshot, and it's Will Smith. Smash.
Yes.
I would. He's like one of the ones that...
This is basically... We might as well have just done Celebrity Smash or Pass, because that's really, you know...
How about this one? Because you said you found some. So for next episode, you could just say them to me.
Okay.
All right, so on that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about The Wind.
Woo! I don't know.
There's
Let me try it again.
There's like one thing that's like, this movie is definitely not, is that so
this,
sound
yeah.
that you just made.
Boo.
Bagool.
It's spooky.
No, go ahead and try it again.
I'm just blowing into the mic. Oh, that was pretty good.
That was majestic.
Yeah,
I liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Voiceover and training, what?
Oh, we're back into it too.
We're back. I didn't hear the clicks. Oh. We're back, but it's fine. Whatever. We're back.
All right. And we are discussing 2019?
18.
It's, sometimes it's 19. Some places it's different. The Wind.
The Wind.
We kind of learned about this one from... That I learned about it from that folk horror documentary that was
oh,
on.
Oh, okay.
That
oh, on. That's right. Because I think we were talking about possibly watching it, but then
mm-hmm.
when we were doing folk horror month. But
yeah.
I kind of like that we saved it for this because,
yeah.
like, I think it's more apropos.
Yes, IMO. Agreed. Because, I mean, it really is. I mean, because in the documentary, they had both, they had Emma Tammy and I believe they had Teresa Sutherland on the documentary.
Yeah.
Or maybe they might have had, actually, they might have had Caitlin Gerard on there. I cannot remember who was, but there was two women that were like definitely like talking about, because one of them had like an experience where they had moved to like the plains and it was kind of but it's still pretty sparse.
That's exactly it. It's still pretty, you know, one of the, my sister's best childhood friend moved to Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
and part of partly because her husband needed to find work and they had a gaggle of kids and it was more affordable living out there because mm-hmm. it was, and they also had a lot more for a lot less mm-hmm. in comparison anyway, because there it's so sparse because the, you know, even a small property, you get a lot of land.
Yeah.
Like rather a small house, you still have a lot of land.
Right.
And that's what they wanted.
To farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And farming's not bad out there.
No.
Until the dust storm comes.
Well, you know.
Until the Dust Bowl. So, I mean, you can tell why it was so, you know, it was enticing for people around this time. Because we're talking about like 1880s around that time. Definitely after the Civil War. So, you know, they... anybody knows about the like land rush that went out there? You could get yourself a parcel of land.
Oh yeah, wasn't there some like huge contest or not a contest, mm-hmm. but or something? But where everybody, you know, basically you got a stake and you literally staked.
Yep.
Nope. This is mine.
Yep. 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 And you would, and you would take your, you know, oxen and your wagon and just go out and you would stake out your claim
and get dysentery and eat each other on the long way first. Huddled together, naked for warmth, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you know, the fun times.
That stuff.
Yeah. And this...
So the Donners tell me, you know, they had a good time. They had a pretty wild party.
They had a party. They're like, woohoo, we're going to eat this person. We're going to eat this bitch. So Emma Tammy, the director here, most recently known for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, she did that. I still haven't seen that.
You're not missing much.
I was told. That's why I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what other stuff she's done. Not a lot. This is like the big thing she had, it looks like. I mean, she has something called Fair Chase. I don't know. And then Election Day, Lens Across America. I'm sure that's fantastic.
I feel like I've heard of that.
It's probably just like how the different news... station. I don't know. I have no idea. But that she's director here, and then she's also doing Friday Night at Freddy's too, because that warranted. We didn't have. Yeah. We didn't say all we needed to say.
Yeah. Well, money. It's all money.
Oh yeah.
The Wind, 2018, rated R, horror / mystery and thriller. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we know what we're getting into now.
Yeah.
We know what we're getting into with this one.
Yeah.
1 hour, 26 minute runtime. Both of these movies, by the way, are around an hour and 20, hour and 25 minutes, respectively.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes score, critics score, 81%. Audience score, 48%.
I can see.
I definitely can.
I can see. I liked it, but I can see where people were like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Caitlin Gerard. She's not unknown to us. She was in Insidious: The Last Key. Play one of the granddaughters.
Okay.
She is Magic Mike's Last Dance last year. done some TV work. She looks very familiar. If I'm sure you've seen her and stuff. Like it looked like she was on a bunch of episodes of The Last Ship. Who had McSteamy, I think, was on. She's more of, it looks like before she'd been more of a TV actress. And she's pretty much like who we connect with. I mean, that's mostly our main character here. Okay.
Sorry. No, I was, so I was trying to look at the three, you know, people credited are like mm-hmm. Caitlin, Julia, and I was like, okay, and then Ashley. I was like, I don't remember their thing being a third woman, but it's Ashley Male.
Oh,
the guy who plays Isaac.
Oh, got it.
He is pretty. He's got nice eyes.
He is very handsome. Such a douchebag in this movie. Oh, but
he was in all the Fear Street movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's what, all of like 25? Oh no, my god, he's 40.
He's up there with me. He's in my club. What?
He was on Succession. He was in Manhattan too. Let's see, anything recent? Just besides those Fear Street. Yeah.
Fear of the Walking Dead.
A lot of TV. A lot of TV. Which I mean, honestly, like that's something like this is gonna be what these people get, like how they break out of TV is like something right. like this, like indie horror movie.
A lot of the time, yeah, that's kind of how I start.
Yeah.
The girl who plays Emma, she hasn't really. Oh, she was in Slender Man. Damn.
Oh, that's a horrible movie.
But you know, she was in a lot of TV before this, so she's trying to break out a little bit.
But we like it is like a 6-person cast. It is very small.
It's very small. Yeah. Which I don't mind. I don't mind a small cast.
We're gonna be jumping around a lot because this movie jumps around a lot. In fact, it was very confusing at certain points where I'm like, where the fuck are we?
Honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that she was wearing the same dress most of the time in the present, mm-hmm. I would not have gotten where we were.
No.
So it did indicate whether we were in the past, whether it was a flashback or we were in the future or we were present day.
Right.
So present day, quote unquote.
Right. So, I mean, like, just imagine this is fucking bleak. I mean, there's not a lot of soundtrack. It is very quiet because that's the point.
I don't think we ever got an actual year. But I mean, we can guess.
Yeah, like, it just says late 1800s. It says late 1800s.
Late
1800s. Oh, yeah, so this is like 1880. Yeah, this is post-Civil War.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was pre or post.
No, No, all that stuff happened pretty much after the Civil War, because all the GIs, that's where they went.
Okay.
And they went west. Go west, young man. All right, so this woman walks out of her fucking house.
Oh, right. Here's how we start, right? A woman slips out of the cabin in this what was a white gown, like a nightgown,
yeah,
or covered in blood, and she's holding a silent swaddle.
Yeah, it's covered in blood too. The blanket is covered in blood. Yeah,
and she approaches two men outside of the cabin. Nobody speaks.
This was so. Now that I think back on it, the placing of these two men is fantastic.
Yeah,
the placement, how she comes in between the two of them,
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and they're both weighted, like, with, like, bated breath, because there's no sound coming from inside.
No. And nobody's speaking this entire time, by the way. This, I will say over, I mean, we can say this for the end if you want, but, like, over, this was directed well.
It's not a bad movie.
It's just super fucking sad. Yeah, it was.
And it's really, like,
it's a huge bummer, guys. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a huge fucking bummer. Yeah. In fact, I was telling Ray earlier today, before we started recording, I started watching this Friday night, where, if you remember, I was drunk and, like, watching this, and it was killing my buzz, so I stopped it halfway through, and I was like, fuck this, I can't right now.
I watched this before recording CLBC,
and
one of the books that I fucking loved,
yeah,
and it's a very emotional book, and I'm like, I tell Veronica, I'm like, I am sick, I said, and I'm fucking depressed. It was, so then I took a 5-hour energy, and by the end of it, I was like,
blah, 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 yeah, right.
Ba-boo.
So one of the men takes the baby. She's frozen still. She's just frozen and, like, not even looking at him. And he takes the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes off camera and screams in the distance.
Yeah.
And then opening title.
Yep. Then smash cut to her cleaning herself in a tub.
So. Yeah. And she's like scrubbing herself.
Yeah. So again, like, we think we at this point are in
I
the
thought
present.
It was her. Yeah. Now we're in the present time.
Yeah. So we'll let you know when we shift to say flashback or something. Because it's really fucking confusing.
Yeah. It goes back and forth. Which I get why they do. You know, sometimes I find that annoying, but I get why they did it. Because like you're
we're revealing something. There's a twist.
Right. And
we're going to ruin the twist because I don't think a lot of people are going to see this, honestly.
No.
Especially after we say it's so fucking depressing.
Right. We watch and review horror movies. So you don't have to.
I mean, if you're interested.
If you were ever curious.
Yeah. If this sounds good to you and if you're okay with
it. Stop listening and go for it. Yeah. And if you're interested in this, like, some people are interested in this, like, time period.
Mm-hmm. I am. But it's like, it's if you are okay, if you're good with existential, like, crisis of self and delusion. I mean, that's really what she's having. She's having delusions through most of this. And religious.
Oppression?
Not so much that. No, like a religious imagery and religious, like, religious horror, because I mean that's part of that what this is like, and how the folklore. There you go.
So she's trying to watch. So she's in, like, when they bathe, right? They're in a giant basin. She's in a giant basin, pretty much.
It's,
full
it's
of
a
water.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
like scrubbing herself. Mm-hmm. One of the men, a man comes in while she bathes, and they don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Returns with his he returns with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Next scene, we see...
Smash cut again.
We're outside, and we see... We're staring down at a dead body, at a young woman who is mm-hmm. dead. And, like, half of her head, the top of her head is blown off.
Yeah.
It is gone.
Yeah.
Then we pan back, and one of the men is digging a hole to bury her. The younger man from earlier comes to the grave with the baby,
and
puts it in the coffin with the girl, and they're buried together. No, no one has said a word by this point. Nobody has spoken.
So you're trying to, my notes are conjecture right here. I'm like, so the mom shot herself after losing
right,
the baby?
Right, and what's going on? Like, yeah. We're kind of, I suppose, meant to...
ask
these questions like, okay, whose baby is this?
What is happening? Who is this person? Why is she a midwife? What is happening?
Right.
And then we, again.
Are they family? Are they just neighbor? You know.
We have another smash cut where it's the next morning where it's like the two men.
Yeah.
We figure that one is her husband. His name is Isaac. And the other one is Gideon. And he is the husband of the woman who's dead.
Just died.
Right. And Isaac's saying to Lizzie that he's going to go into town with Gideon. Like, pretty much help him go back into town. Because Gideon's gone.
They're setting out for Illinois. Yeah. Which is far.
Yeah. Well, he's going into town. He's just going to follow him into town and get some supplies and come back. But
Gideon's returning to
leaving.
Illinois.
Yeah. Because there's nothing left for him here.
To sell a horse, I don't remember what,
Well, he doesn't need a horse after he gets to Illinois, so he's probably going into town, catch a train, so he's probably going to sell the horse.
Yeah, and pick up supplies and whatever.
Yeah.
The woman says, she took my gun. How did she get my gun?
Right.
She just kept looking, and he's, saying, oh, I'll be back in a few days, honey, blah, blah, blah.
He says to her, I need you to get control of yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe don't leave the mentally traumatized woman by herself with a gun.
I mean, but who... There was nobody else.
I would have maybe taken her with me.
I mean...
Yeah.
But then they had all these animals to tend to.
That's true.
And they have a farm.
Yeah.
Good for you, not for me. Don't particularly love this time period because it fucking sucked for women in particular, and it fucking sucked for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
In fairness.
Yeah.
It sucked for the men too, in different ways.
Well,
but
minority men. Yes, it did. Right. Yeah.
It fucking sucked. So she's on her own.
So my next note is, I love that I got a commercial from some game show about celebrity relatives right as she's washing blood from her sheets. I'm watching Tubi, and I'm like, all of a sudden there's Anthony Anderson. I'm like, I love you, Anthony, but what is happening?
How'd you get in this movie?
I'm singing, I'm a celebrity sibling. And it was all of a sudden, scrub, scrub, scrub sheets. I was like, Jesus Christ, what's happening?
Smash cut. A lot of smash cuts. Get ready for that.
Yeah, there is a lot of smash cuts in this movie. Yeah.
It's just shift, and it's just crazy. We relived the last few days with Lizzie, as it turns out, and her husband Isaac. Because I didn't know it by this point. So that's her husband Isaac. Mm-hmm. Lizzie is left to clean up the mess that was left the day before, and the table is full of guts and
there's viscera. Literally pieces of brain
brain
yeah.
right
because what
matter,
it's out,
like on the table and she's scrubbing
because we
everything.
Have to work this out on our own but what right. happens is she shot herself quote unquote, just keep that in your back pocket, she shot herself motherfucker, and my computer went to sleep and they brought her in to save the baby and
right.
So, but again, you have to figure this out on your own.
Yeah.
Like, you're not given anything.
Some of the washing. Here's where I said it. By the by, Pioneer Times freak me the hell out. They really do. So, I was telling Ray earlier that some years ago, it was 2016, I believe. So, 8 years ago, Jesus. I did this musical with a bunch of other women called Quilters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about women.
Cool.
It's like various skits. I hate to say skits, but it's like moments in the lives of these women of the pioneer time.
Yeah.
And going out and starting a family and settling in these lands and figuring out how the land worked. And my God, it's so cold. How do we stay warm through the winter and winterizing? And what does that mean? And
it's like having, slice of life sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. And one of the scenes that I did was so disturbing, but it was true.
Right. I mean, exactly.
This is all based on history, right?
Right.
And the character that I played was writing to her sister about, like, you know, I'm pregnant with my like 16th child and I can't do this anymore. I can't.
At that
go
point, I
this.
Just ripped my husband's dick off.
Honest to God, right?
Just like, you can live with that. You can pee through a hole.
We'll strip you of all of that so we won't have this issue anymore.
I'll just rip your balls off, right?
Right. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And the sisters write back and forth, and the one sister knows of, because women talk, and she gives her this recipe, this concoction, basically poison. It's straight up poison that she imbibes.
So it was Bud Light.
To terminate the pregnancy. And countless women did this. In fact, countless women still do this.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, in various forms, right? That's partly why, you know, organizations like Planned Parenthood are so important, and why people are like, it's all, you know, abortions are not the only thing they do there, by the way, but they do, and they do them with a doctor and safely, because otherwise you're leaving women will figure it the fuck out,
right?
And that's basically what was happening even during this time.
Yeah,
was, and you know, they would end up, they took a huge risk by imbibing this dangerous poison that would make them sick for days, or worse, kill them too.
Right. Well, what do you think is going to happen when?
I know. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I don't love this time period, but but on the other hand, it's
respect,
like,
the people who went through it.
Oh my, I mean, you had to be fucking tough.
Yeah. Like, and this woman's out there like fucking putting her, she's putting her sheets
up.
Oh
yeah. Putting the laundry away, and suddenly she has
wolves.
And she's like, okay, so I forgot to bring my shotgun out with me while hanging in the laundry.
All I could think of was the scene from Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, where's the beast?
I know, where.
And so he could, like, but she books it inside.
Oh, she manages to make it into the house, and the wolves break part of the door, but they don't get through. It buys her just enough time to get her shotgun, and she shoots the wolf through the door, because they're still clawing at it.
And my note is, wait, is this really fucking happening? Like, you have to be like, if this is where it's kind of dreamlike, so you're like, okay, is she having a delusion? Is she really seeing this?
Right, right.
And I just wrote, Jesus fucking Christ, no thank you to any of this.
Whether or not it's
real or
internet
not.
Or real, no thank you.
No.
There's a straight, and when she shoots, maybe this was just me noticing it, come to think of it now, but I said, there's a strange black mist coming through the slits.
Yeah.
But then the wolves leave. And I'm like, did I actually see that? Or was that meant to be the smoke from the gun? That actually?
Yeah. And then another smash cut. We're in the past now. We're having a flashback.
Yeah.
And the flashback is Isaac comes home to tell Lizzie they have new neighbors, and they're odd.
We should have them over, because
we should have them over. They're coming over, and
they're
you're
coming,
cooking.
Right. Yeah, great.
No, you should get you should get dinner ready, because they're coming.
Yeah,
all over your
cool.
face.
All right,
all over somebody's face in this movie.
So they have and they have P.S. They have some chickens and a goat. You know, so they have a mini farm, right? And they have horses, obviously. So that evening at dinner, the neighbor I know it's coming. The neighbors are very complimentary.
But they are strange. They are very strange. As he said, they're strange.
Lizzie will have to give my Emmy a few lessons on making a decent meal.
Oh, and the look she gives him.
Ooh!
And just said, oh, strange neighbor husband, you are sleeping outside tonight.
New. That would be a new.
And Lizzie's trying to like play, you know, like kind of smooth things over. She's like, oh yeah, I can show you some, some things or whatever. But she and Emma share a look like commiseration. Like,
great. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Isaac and Lizzie offer to help them get, because they're completely new to this area, and they're like, dude, Isaac kind of had made a comment like, you should be like winterized by now, like you need to get
you can tell that like Isaac's not super like thrilled with Gideon, or he thinks he's an idiot pretty much.
And they are a very young couple, though, in fairness, but they came from Illinois, we find out later, which is a completely different environment than vast, wide open, windy prairie land,
right.
So he's like, we'll help you get crops planted and get ready for the winter, because we're going a long winter. So as they wash dishes, Lizzie and Emmy talk. I guess they're in Oklahoma. I'm assuming they're in Oklahoma somewhere, although it's not specifically said, I think.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
There's only four other people nearby. Oh, I guess this is all a flashback, see?
Yeah, it's really confusing.
So we're back to Lizzie fending off the wolves. She steps out of the house.
We're in the present now.
Now we're in the present. Mm-hmm. She steps out of the house, and the goat is dead and half eaten.
Yeah. We think. So that's why I was like, okay, is this, okay, is this an illusion? What is, or, you know, is this a delusion? Is she, like, she's seeing this for real?
Yeah. Her hands are cut up. She's exhausted, and she sleeps with her gun. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. I would, too. Mm-hmm. Now we get another flashback.
Where she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And
she and Emmy running back to the house in the rain.
Oh, no, just... she said she was pregnant. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. She and Emmy are running back to the house in the rain. Emmy inquires about Lizzie and Isaac. They've been married for 8 years. No kids. And Isaac says, well,
it wasn't the
Lizzie
Lord.
Said,
we had a boy.
We had a boy.
His name was Samuel.
His name. And he chimes in quickly with that wasn't the it. Wasn't the Lord's will.
Yeah. Which I have a question. I have some questions about this baby when the baby comes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Later, Lizzie and Isaac.
They totally do it.
Later and Isaac have sex. And I said probably unsatisfactory sex.
Oh, no. I definitely wrote Lizzie doesn't get off. She does not come. She's about to. And then he's done.
Yep.
And she's just like, you can tell that she's
cool.
Like, oh.
Cool.
Oh,
okay. Cool for me. Great. Yeah. Afterward, Isaac asks Lizzie what she thinks of the new neighbors. Sometimes I type things and I'm like, did it autocorrect or something? It said, nice to have, but a bit odd. She smells something off.
Yeah.
About them.
And they have a discussion about, like, the world in general. Like the stars, how they see us, and pretty much the wide open space in that they live in, and how they feel very small in comparison. Blah 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 blah.
Present. Back to the present. Lizzie wakes up, gun in hand, and she retches.
I didn't understand. I was like, is she having a miscarriage? I did not know what was happening here. We get no explanation. She takes some pills. That's all we know.
Yeah, she just she takes something.
Yeah,
and we don't know what it is.
No.
Then we get another flashback. See, it jumps all over the place. Another flashback. Isaac and Lizzie approach the house of their neighbors. The young couple are clearly arguing.
Yeah, inside.
As Lizzie teaches the wife about gardening, she waxes poetic about how amazing. Oh, Emma. Mm-hmm. Talks about how amazing Isaac is.
She's gonna get water for the men, and Lizzie's like, "You can get us water too if you're up."
Yeah,
yeah. I'm doing the work here, asshole.
Right.
I mean,
we're digging in the dirt.
I hated Emma through this whole. I fucking hated Emma.
Too.
Yeah.
But I guess so. It comes out Emma's talking, and
she's
back
like
in
such a like. You get the idea that she was very much because it sounds like if I'm correctly, they leave because. Emma's father didn't want her to marry Gideon.
That's what I was getting
okay,
to. So back in Illinois, her husband, Gideon, did not want to work for her father.
Right. So it sounds like she's very much a princess. Like she's very...
Daddy's girl.
So and, she doesn't want to fucking work.
But she's married and you have to stand by your man and they had to fend for themselves or whatever. Even however ridiculous her husband is or whatever. So she needs to get the water for the men. Lizzie's like, bitch, don't leave us out.
Yeah.
Ew, she feeds Isaac the water.
Yeah, like she thinks that because, okay, so you've got Isaac who knows what the fuck he's doing, and you have Gideon who she left with. Neither of them know how to be out
do
here.
Do anything. So they're being nice people and like, and good Christians and like helping their neighbor.
And so
set themselves up for life.
Emma's like, okay.
This guy.
Since I have no fucking skills, I have one skill, and that's to open my fucking legs. Yeah. So there we go.
We didn't like Emma, you guys. I didn't like her at all.
I mean, this is about the point where I was like, "Fuck you, Emma. Whatever's coming to you, you deserve." All right. So this is where Emma tells Lizzie that the land is funny.
Yeah.
And it plays tricks on your mind.
I fear I'll never really get clean again. This land plays tricks on your mind.
Yeah. She's also
But I didn't write down, was that Lizzie or Emma that said that?
It was Emma. And she's also leaning against this little plaque that has an S on it. And we see the shot of her, like, it's almost like she's, I don't know. It's weird. It's very weird that all of this emanates from this tree.
Yeah. Back in the present. Back.
Yeah. Present time.
Back to the future. Lizzie wakes up and all the laundry was blown down. Mm-hmm. She reassembles. Later, she picks up a dead baby chick. She walks around the house and finds the goat, the same goat.
Alive?
And she shoots the goat.
I was like,
okay.
All right.
I think that was probably, now looking back, it was probably a hallucination.
Yep.
Flashback. In the middle of the night, Gideon pounds on their door. Emma's not well. Lizzie goes in to check on her, and Emma is praying the Lord's Prayer. It's coming for me, she says. She's under the bed, like underneath the bed.
Mm-hmm.
This place is wrong. We're not supposed to be here, and now it wants my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Emma keeps insisting something is coming for her. Gideon plays clueless that she's pregnant. Lizzie gives Emma something to make her pass out.
She tries to chloroform her, and then Emma slaps her in the face, and she's like, "Oh fuck no!" And then she just like literally gets in there, like grabs her almost like, by the scruff of the fucking neck, and then just like
not
puts
doing
her
this.
Out. And then she literally ties her to the bed.
Yeah,
and she says
she tells Gideon to pull your wife out from under the bed and tie her to
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And this is when Isaac is a little too interested in whether or not Emma's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, wait, is she really pregnant? Oh, Isaac, what you doing? Where you been?
Whose bed have your boots been under? Yeah. Present.
Smell your dick.
Let me smell your dick. I have cited that song more times than I care to admit.
This is where Isaac, everyone fucking hates Isaac now.
Right. Present day, Lizzie goes to the other house that's now empty. She finds a book called The Mysteries of Adolfo, but that never led to anything.
No.
Flashback, she's reading to Emma, and Emma hears something at night. Gideon tells her it's the wind, but Emma insists that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They passed many graves on the way here. We see an image of Lizzie holding a pamphlet that says Demons of the Prairie. Lizzie asks her to please not be unpleasant around the men.
Yeah, don't be unpleasant in front of the men. I was like, okay. Because she is getting like a little crazy.
And Lizzie's getting a little freaked out.
Yeah, and she's kind of like, I don't have
time for this, man.
Right. She's also like keyed in on like Isaac has like she's keyed in that Emma's into Isaac and that Isaac's feeling it too. Because she was like, it was like we said, why are you interested in whether or not she's pregnant?
Right. Why do you care?
Why do you care?
Present day, Lizzie is boarding up the front door that was broken. Oh, flashback again.
Yes, to Lizzie pregnant.
Yeah, Lizzie is preggers. She sings a German lullaby to her belly, which is really sweet. And it was mentioned earlier in the movie that she originally came from Germany.
Mm-hmm. She's brought over from in Germany. Yeah.
There's a knock at the door, but no one there.
Mm-hmm.
A moment later, she hears a knock again and hears Isaac's voice, but no one there again. The wind blows out all the fires and the candles.
Yeah, she can't keep the fires lit, too. She tries to light.
She keeps lighting a match. She goes through match after match, and she can't, like, she can't keep a fire alight. She starts praying.
And you hear growling, too. Here.
And then suddenly the fire lights. The door swings open and Lizzie screams. The next day, still in the flashback, Isaac returns and Lizzie is like catatonic and mumbling to herself in German.
She's in the attic. Like he has to go up and find her in the attic. And
she nearly he like goes to her and like touches her and she like nearly attacks him.
Yeah, yeah.
he blames himself for leaving her alone so far along. Oh, now?
Yeah.
But since she's pregnant, like you really shouldn't do that. He finds the pamphlet and he throws it in the fire.
Yeah, she herself has a demon pamphlet. So the same one that Emma has, she had.
Yeah.
And he burns it. And then he's like, here is a gun.
Here's this.
Here's a gun. Here's a, hey, mentally
here, honey,
unstable
look what
woman.
I got for you.
Yeah, I got you this giant shotgun that will blow someone's brains out.
Yeah.
Someone. he says to her, "Every next time you see a demon, shoot it. And I was like, well, that's foreshadowing.
foreshadowing.
In present, she takes the gun, and she goes back to the Harper, Emma, yeah, and Gideon.
She's looking cabin out the window, and there's like a light inside, mm-hmm, from the distance. She's like, the fuck? So she grabs the gun. She hears voices whispering. She flips out, what do you want? And like tears the fucking house, mm-hmm, apart.
Yeah, because the cabin begins to tremble and everything's starting to fall off the shelves.
Does she think this is a demon?
Well,
I guess. It stops and she finds a little diary on the floor, picks it up and starts to read it. Jump scare of ghost Emma,
yeah,
and asks Lizzie for her gun. And Lizzie passes out.
Yep.
I legit was jump scared by that because like nothing like that had happened
yet.
Yeah,
you didn't expect zombie Emma.
Zombie, right. Zombie Emma.
Yeah, no one expects this zombified Emma. No.
Zombie pregnant Emma ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. No Beetlejuice was here that day. Like, come on. God.
Now we're back in the past and Liz is like taking care of Emma.
She's
and,
tied to the bed.
And Emma's just like just naming all the demons.
All the demons that are in this pamphlet. She like she's memorized those bitches. She's going through them. Because she says, like,
I wrote a few of them down.
Yeah.
Mara, Dammer of Souls. Abaddon. Destroyer. Sakorbinoth.
Okay.
Bringer of Jealous Thoughts.
Yeah, like the ones she sees, like, specific.
That are pretty on the nose.
Because she looks, like, literally right at her. And is like, this is where we find out, oh, this baby's Isaac's.
It for sure is.
Yep.
Emma wants to know. Emma wants to know. Wants to name her baby after Elizabeth.
If it's a
girl, because mm-hmm, she's strong.
Yeah. And if like, it's a boy, guess? You want to guess? I'll give you three guesses.
Yeah.
And she guesses like.
Well, the first name she says is
Samuel. She's like, I'm not a monster.
Oh.
You are fucking monster, but that's okay.
Isaac, if it's a boy, quote. You know why.
Right. Fuck. So here's the thing. This is where I was like, okay, because here's the thing is though, she is, Emma too is seeing delusions. Like she's seeing demons and stuff like that. So,
and Lizzie knows it.
And she also says like, one of the demons that she, that Emma announces is the one that's like the, it could be anything. Like it's a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
So my thought was, is it really Isaac's baby, or was she under the delusion because she wanted Isaac?
Oh yeah,
and it could
no,
be.
Is I
it,
didn't think of it. That
see,
way.
That's where I was like, okay, because at the end he doesn't. He's looking at again. It could be like he's looking at the diary, and he could be looking at it. We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
Okay, present day again. Lizzie walks home with Emma's diary. Emma's pregnant ghost follows behind. Random.
Yo, what's up?
Hey. Wait for me.
We Uber eating tonight? All right.
You want a DoorDash? Cool. I'll get halfsies. I'll Venmo you. Emma wants to know. Or I'm sorry, I was skipping. Lizzie reads Emma's diary. Here's a few quotes. The wind never stops. My only comfort is the time I get to spend with Isaac away from Lizzie. I am pregnant. I know it. And Lizzie fucking checks out.
She chloroforms herself to sleep. She's like, I don't want to deal with this right now.
I'm out.
I'm gonna take a breaky, a little breaky for me. I'm
a little breaky poo.
I'm gonna like chloroform myself.
I mean, if I was having,
If I was having delusions like this bitch
like
was,
that, I'd fucking
yeah. I have delusions. I don't know what's real.
Yeah.
Too, and then some other bitch who was having delusions says she's like pregnant with my husband's baby. I'd be like, all the chloroform on my face.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I'm good. I'm gonna sleep this off.
Yeah.
Baby.
Because we'll get there. Okay.
So now we're back in the past again, Jesus and Christ, Lizzie is giving birth. Isaac is right there with her, which I thought was awesome. But on the other hand, it's like, who else was there?
Right.
It's a boy, but the baby isn't crying. And she keeps asking why should he be crying. Why isn't he crying?
But the way
we never see the baby.
Yeah, the way he does it and he trundles it out of the house is very suspicious.
He like secrets it away.
He secrets it away like he says it's a boy.
Like she doesn't. It's like. From our perspective, we don't know that she ever gets to see it.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
He just takes it away.
He takes it away, and I'm like, okay, looking back, we would have need, like, she should have had that, like, that yeah. bit of, like, closure. But my thought was, like, is the baby dead or not? How would he, like, it was very quick. It was, like, immediately, I was like, yeah, but if it, less it was blue, and if it was blue, you could still, like, get the, whatever, yeah. You can do CPR on it.
See, that's what I thought at first, that he was taking it away to try to, like, and yeah. not saying anything to, like, try to work on it.
Yeah.
Or do something.
Yeah.
But he...
No, he... And so that it's very weird. Away. It's very weird.
And then the next scene, the smash cut, we're at the baby's grave.
Yeah.
Samuel's baby scene.
And it's the same spot mm-hmm. that Emma was sitting earlier.
By the tree. There's like a little marker with an S, that yep. little wooden thing. Lizzie buries a Bible in the dirt with the baby. Mm-hmm. He'll use it more than I will.
Yeah.
So she's Dunskies.
Yeah, she is. She's like, fuck you, God. Fuck you, God.
Hasadiga either way.
That was a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome. I fucking love that musical. I was just talking about it today.
So good.
Oh, it is. present day, Lizzie wakes up. As she lights a fire, the silhouette of a man shows at the window. Lizzie draws her gun, and it's an old man, a reverend, who's at the door. So she takes him in and feeds him. And, you know, he's a reverend. He's very grateful for the hot meal. And he asks about the empty cabin about a mile away. Mm. She advises that he can probably stay there overnight before travel the next day. There's nobody there. You're probably going to be fine. But warns to never answer the door at night.
Yep. Not even for her.
Not even for her.
Mm-hmm. But that's all right, because the reverend comes back.
But she doesn't follow her own fucking advice.
No! I thought the same thing. I was like, bitch, you just told him not to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's banging on the door, on her door, and...
saying there's something outside.
Yeah. I didn't write down what he said that, like, gave it away, because he was just like...
He says her name, Emma. Yeah, he says Emma's name. Yeah, and...
And then his eye, he's like, oh, I gave it away. And his eyes start turning black.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, we're going here now.
Where are the Winchester brothers?
I know, me too. I was like, where's Sam and Dean?
Let's get a fucking witch circle here.
Where's the salt? Give me some iron.
Castiel. I need you, Castiel.
Oh my god, I missed you, Castiel. Please. Yeah, thank you, Misha.
So hot.
So his eyes are black, and we see the true form. Oh, we see a true. She runs away. She books it out of the house away, and I think it's running toward the other cabin. But in the distance, like, we see the shadow of its true form, like, growing with like, giant claws and whatever in the shadow. Lizzie runs to the other cabin and hides. The next morning, she finds the reverend's dead body, like, in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And when she gets to the house, she finds...
In the doorway. Like, waiting for her.
Like, oh, the door's open and it's in the doorway. She would have to step on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Bible that she buried with Samuel.
With dirt on it. Like, she literally has to, like, scrape it off. I was like, God, that's fun. You know, you get the knife and then you twist it.
Right. And then it's like, man. She cleans herself up and returns to Samuel's grave and puts her... Oh, my God. This broke my heart. She's sitting at the tree.
She's going to shoot herself.
Dunskies. She's done.
Muzzle is in her mouth.
Right. Her mouth is over the barrels.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, she's like, are you going to do it with your foot? Or are you going to do it with your hand? Right? she's
her
about to be like...
mouth is on the barrels. And then she hears a horse in the distance.
She's a rider. Mm-hmm.
It's her husband.
But she pulls a gun because he says, you know, if you see a demon, she doesn't know. She doesn't know if it's, you know, like, it could be Isaac.
It could be her imagination. It could be a demon.
It could be a
demon.
She
doesn't know.
No.
So she's pointing the gun at him and he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, he disarms her. And he says, I saw the reverend. He said, I ran into the reverend on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you were very hospitable.
And what? She's like, at this point, going like, give me the fucking gun back.
I know, right? You don't know what? I'm going to need to borrow that again.
Yes. We got a date over here by the tree.
Right.
No reason.
Okay, we're almost done.
Yeah. So they're cleaning out. Now they're concerned. They're like a group of men. It must be the four other people that were.
Right. In the neighborhood within a 10-mile radius or whatever.
They come to clean out the Harper cabin.
Yeah.
So But Isaac's so happy. I brought you a gift.
I brought you a gift.
I brought you a prezi.
Fuck you, Isaac. You a prezi. Well, to cheer you up. And it's a fucking trunk full of, okay, in their last name, Emma and Gideon's last name was Harper. Mm-hmm. So he surprises, surprises Lizzie with a trunk full of their books.
Yeah.
And she's like, why the fuck would you think I want that? And it just freaks her out.
Right. Right.
The next day, as Lizzie unloads the trunk of books, she finds that same pamphlet that Emma had and made notes in.
And then Isaac finds it, and he's like fucking done with demons.
Flipping the fuck out. Yeah.
See, that's where I'm thinking. I'm like, I think that he's the only one who's not seeing this.
Yeah.
I think the men are not affected.
Of course they're not, because, you know, it's always the thing, right? That women are crazy.
But I think that this demon preys on the women. And that's why I'm thinking, I don't know necessarily if that is his baby.
We don't know. Lizzie doesn't think Emma killed herself. That's what she says.
She thinks that, yes, she's like, how do you, you know.
I don't think she did it.
I don't think she did it. And he's like, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. And then he storms off and it's like, oh, wait a minute. He knows something.
But then it's a fucking showdown.
As soon as Lizzie opens the door, Emma's ghost is there asking for her gun. The wind is blasting Lizzie all over the fucking house.
It blows the windows out. And I mean, she's glass everywhere.
She even gets blown up into the air and lands on a pair of scissors that impales her.
Yep.
And I was like, I was not expecting that.
No.
Then darkness. Yep. Then we hear Emma humming while Lizzie sleeps in bed. Emma's ghost hums. In the next moment, it's Isaac. Lizzie opens her eyes, and it's Isaac reading Emma's diary. As Lizzie wakes, she realizes she's been tied to the bed by Isaac.
Yeah.
And she begs him that they need to leave. They need to get out of here.
I forgive you for what you've done. And he's kind of like, what the fuck?
And, oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. She says, I forgive you for what you've done.
Let's just please go.
Yeah.
Let's please.
And he's almost please like, forgive go. You. Like, almost like, forgive me.
Yeah.
Because this is where he figures out. He thinks that she killed her because she's jealous because of she's having a baby and Lizzie's not.
And she begs him that they need to leave. He questions how Emma got Lizzie's gun. Now we get flashbacks. And this is immediate. Back and forth of what happened the night Emma died. As she tries to free herself, she hears the shadow demon and it takes over Isaac. Then we see Lizzie taken over by the demon in the past, shooting Emma.
But Emma was also fucking crazy too.
Yeah, she was flipping. She was flipping out.
The two of them are
laughing and like, you know.
That's why I said, like, you can't really rely on it. They're both unreliable narrators. They're both are like, you can't rely on either story.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't.
You don't know who was really, or both were.
Because Isaac seems like, I don't want to say like he seems like a man to him, because he doesn't. Like, so that's why I was like, it seems out of character for him to be just like fucking some woman who just came into town.
Right. Because he's like, he seems to be, I mean, yes, he's like, you know, a stern man and like it wasn't Thor's will, but like he stood. I feel like even throughout Lizzie's questioning, you know, he's still protecting his wife. He's still protecting his land and and he's still with her and for her.
And that whole thing with him taking the baby out, like the dead baby out, it could have been to protect her.
Yeah.
So part of me is like, I don't necessarily think that he did fuck Emma. I think it was Emma. I really think it's in Emma's brain. I think it is the demon.
And then Nergo planted it in Lizzie's brain.
Yeah.
Because
that's the jealousy demon. Like, I think this is like a demon that can take different forms or different.
Right.
Like, I think it might be more than one.
Several. Yeah. Because there was a list on that pamphlet. There was a list of like 9 or 10.
Yeah. Well, and there were two
wolves.
And they
all represented different things.
Right. There were two wolves too. There was more than one
wolf. Right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting. It affects mostly the women. Like, because I didn't seem like Gideon was affected either.
No, he was just a poor sap. Like, he was kind of a dick, but like it was just a poor sap, you know.
Well, and I think it's very important that Isaac's like, I need you to get control of yourself.
Yeah.
And the fact is that that stupid fucking pamphlet keeps coming back and coming back.
Yeah. And he blames that for. Yeah.
And we're given nothing, so we don't know.
We
don't know. Anyhow, keep going.
So Lizzie like she there's a because you know she was blowing all over the house before, there's some broken glass or a broken part of the mirror that she sees, and she frees herself by cutting the rope, and we get like smash cut like in seconds, right, one right after another, and Lizzie, well, she in her from her perspective, Isaac's eyes start turning black, and she's right. like, "Fuck no!" And she stabs him in the neck.
Yeah,
and then,
and he sees her trying to get out, so he's yeah. like, "No, no, no, no,
no!" Right? Yeah. She stabs him in the neck. She thinks it was demon Isaac, but he was not possessed? Question mark. And after passing, oh yeah. So and then his eyes like go back to normal, and he's like, you know, she's like, "Oh my god, what have I done?" Like.
She wanders out, and then she has another flashback. Jesus Christ. To
this ties everything together, together. So in the neck in this 2 minutes.
Is
the last 2 minutes of the movie.
When they arrived in their covered wagon.
She runs into the Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reverend is the one that gave her this pamphlet.
Yep. So assuming Reverend was the same one who gave the pamphlet to Emma.
To Emma.
Well,
ruining these people.
Ruining the women.
The women as they come
down. And I think that's the part too, is because that's because we talked on this podcast before about why witches always come up as like, it's always when someone's a witch, it's like it's always sexualized, they're always like horrors yeah. and stuff like that, is because, you know, traditionally, like historically, that's like it's always considered like the demons are here for women, like they take women, they rape women.
Well, and it's the unfortunate, you know, it's the because women were the ones that were seduced by Satan, right? Right,
exactly.
Eve.
Yes.
Was seduced by the snake.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, we tie things to women because they're fools and susceptible or
right.
or easily swayed or whatever. And like, oh, you know.
So that's why I'm thinking.
Silly
I'm like,
woman.
That neither Emma nor Lizzie can be a,
the downfall of man.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, thinking about it, I mean, like, this is definitely like it. It's because it's coming from also a female director.
Yeah.
I think that like you look back and I think you can't trust anything that really fucking
Nothing
happened
in this movie.
Oh, and FYI, she dies.
I said so. Pan out from Lizzie, who's sitting in the middle of a field of the prairie alone. End.
Yep. I mean, she's going to bleed out and die. So that's
pretty much. Yeah. Because she's still, she was impaled in the stomach from that pair of scissors.
Yep.
And they weren't like just a itty bitty pair of scissors. No, these are fucking shears.
So there's a question, like, you know, what really fucking happened? How did the shears, like in real life, non-delusion, did she stab herself? Who knows? Who knows? And so it's honestly, now that I would talk through it, it's not bad. It's really not, it's really a good movie now that I think about it, because it does leave you kind of like trying to figure out the meaning of it.
Yeah. Like even as we're talking now, like I'm still like, wait, you know, rethinking about how I thought about this movie.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Because I'm like, part of me is like, and then when I texted you, I said, do we really think that Isaac, I mean, it comes out of fucking nowhere. With Emma and...
Sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah, the dog,
Luna. Was like barking to herself and like whipping her
butt.
Head.
Yeah, yeah, at her butt. Her she ass. Wants to go outside.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have to go poop?
Probably.
She had that big treat, so probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
I do too, babe. It's fine. Just kidding.
So, yeah, I mean, it is like, now that I think back on it, I'm like, it comes out of nowhere.
It really
and
does.
We don't really see when she feeds him the water that he's really receptive. He's kind of taken aback a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
So to me, that's why I think, I don't know if it's in her head. And it was like she had sex with Gideon and got pregnant and thought it was Isaac.
Right.
Because I can't believe that she's not having sex with Gideon.
Oh, yeah.
So how would she know it was Isaac's?
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the movie, guys.
It's one that you can sit and discuss and discuss and discuss, I think.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't... Okay. So let's do ratings.
Okay.
Blood and gore.
I mean, the first part is pretty bloody.
Yeah.
So...
Even...
You know, two. I think 2.5, possibly.
I would say 2.5 because, yes, you know, there was a lot. Most of the, not all, but most of the blood
is like from standing.
Birth.
Yeah. That and like standing still. It's like not like, you know.
It's not profuse bleeding.
Right.
It's not a throat slit, you know, in like a slasher or anything like that. This is like, you know what I mean?
You know,
it's
I'm going to take that back.
Like
I'm
more medical.
Too, because even when she gets she blows her brains out.
Yeah.
We don't, it's like so far back. Yeah. We don't see too much. So, you know, two. Maybe just for us.
Two. Spooky scary.
I'm gonna honestly fucking three. Yes.
Yeah, same.
It's something
it was
fucking
disturbing.
Creepy. Like, you just, I think you have to think, put yourself in that.
It was disturbing that we, and now that, you know, because we both watched this separately, we've just talked about it now, and we're still trying to figure shit out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact is that, like, people, like, not, I think that's not part of necessarily, the point. Like, this isn't a true story, but this is a true story in the point of, this is what happened to people. They got on, right. And they had started to have fucking madness from going out and being by themselves.
And that's a thing, too. That's another layer, too.
Yeah.
You know, we could have...
Isolationism.
We could have very well taken the supernatural out of this equation.
Yeah.
And it still be, like, make historical sense.
Yeah.
Right? Because not only... Like, she was... It's isolation.
I mean, that's what
does that to a person.
That's what makes good horror. I mean, that's what makes The Thing so fucking good. It's because they're isolated up there in that, like, you know, and so that's the same sort of feeling we have here, except that it's in the plains, not in the middle of the fucking Arctic.
And also, sir, there's a, you know, and because she's by herself and because it's a woman.
Yeah.
You know, not to be sexist, but it was harder because, like, she, like, look, she had to fight off, even if they were demon wolves or maybe they weren't or whatever, she had to fucking survive.
Yeah.
That was survival. He could have come home to
a dead woman. Yeah.
You know, 50-50 shot that she was alive.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, and
it's interesting.
Yeah. It's very, it was, it, there's a reason why it was the wild and it was like, it, yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow.
Sex and nudity.
Well, there's sex. One. Yeah, there was some sex.
There was a sex scene.
Yep. We don't see anything, do
under
we?
Under the quilt? No, yeah, they're completely covered.
Yeah.
Because Puritans. So.
Well, no, we do see her. She's in the tub. We do see her naked.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. But she's bathing, you know.
Yeah.
It's still
nudity.
Whatever, I know, it's nudity, whatever. Fun and entertainment.
I don't want to give it 2 out of a score. I mean, it moves fast.
It does.
2.
I'm going to say 2. Solid 2.
I probably wouldn't watch this again.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a hard time watching it once.
Yeah.
That's why I watched it technically twice, because I cut it off halfway through and then picked it up. So I was like,
I was,
man,
fucking
this is
bummed
rough.
Afterwards.
But on the other hand,
talking about it now, I'm like, it's kind of fascinating. It might actually be interesting to go back through it again.
Yeah.
To see the pieces and parts and
like
nuances.
If I were with you, I would want to, like, you know, and talk about it. But
because I want to see the
by
interactions
myself
between
watching
Isaac and Emma and Isaac and Lizzie and Yeah.
What about a grade, a letter grade?
I mean, honestly, it's a well-built movie. So I'm going to say full up
B. I thought it was a good full up B.
Yeah.
I'm going to say B minus, but I agree that it was well directed. It was well
cinematography.
Written.
Yeah. I mean,
it was well shot.
Yeah.
It was well produced. It was like everything else about it. Like, it, even though... Like, I'm still guessing.
Yeah.
But
I
think that was good writing.
I will be thinking about this movie 4 days.
Yeah.
And I think that's a sign of a good movie.
This movie will stick with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like a, meh, when it died. Because, you know, my boyfriend asked me too. Because he always, you know, nice.
Because he's a nice dude.
He is a nice dude. I guess. No, he was, because he, you know, sometimes he'll be like, how was the movie?
Yeah. Well,
you know, or did you like it? And a lot of times I'm like, meh. And he's just, and he laughs because he's just like, why do you watch these then? You know, but I was talking about this and I was like, well, it's not that I didn't like it. It's just that, again, the time period, that bums me out, man.
Yeah. It's a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I don't watch Schindler's List, okay? For the similar reasons, because I don't want to fucking be bummed out.
It's why I still haven't finished Oppenheimer.
There you go. Right.
Although, I mean, honestly, like, where I'm at in Oppenheimer, the thing's happened so far, so.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get on to recomendaciones. Go for it.
Okay. So, I think it's funny that I was going to save this for the other one, but since you mentioned Mr. Schwarzenegger earlier today, I will do it now. I watched a mini docuseries about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, did you watch, which one did you watch? FUBAR?
No.
Not FUBAR. No, go ahead.
It was just called Arnold on Netflix, and it's like a 3-episode,
there's
you
like
know.
Two of them on there.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, check it out. Oh, right. I was going to look at that. So it's like a 3-episode series that's like 45 minutes each or so. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was very episodic and cool. And I learned a lot about him that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or that was probably just common knowledge for most other people. But mm-hmm. like, you know, my first, you know, acknowledgement or knowledge, common knowledge of Arnold was like in the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this was just past his like 80s heyday. And when he was still doing movies, and then come the early 2000s to 2010s, when he starts shifting into politics. And you're like, government Schwarzenegger, what? But so it was very interesting. And the thing that I think is so at heart cool about Arnold, say what you want about him, but what was cool is that he is a living embodiment of what's quote unquote the American dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Since he was a young boy, like mm-hmm. 14, 15, he has been wanting to come to America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he didn't know how yet, but he was going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the bodybuilding world eventually took him here.
Right.
All he knew was that he's like, you know, Austria is my home. I will always love that. Love Austria because it is my home. But I didn't feel at home there.
Yeah.
I didn't feel Austrian.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, like everybody else, you know, his father, you know, was a World War II soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, he was not kind. And his mother was also very strict and rough, and like they weren't very empathetic people.
Right.
And, you know, so anyway, one of the things that I do, because one of the things that I liked and respected about both Arnold and this docuseries is, you know, come the third episode, right, where he's getting into politics and then mm-hmm. all the stuff comes out about him and all that, you know. And on top of that, at the very end, you know, talking about his illegitimate son,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't shy away from it. You know, they didn't make this, interview him and do the series and interview all these people and just avoid and just like put a nice ribbon on it and avoid it. They mm-hmm. didn't. He talked about all of it
mm-hmm.
and admitted, yeah, I fucked up and I hurt Maria and it sucked. I fucked up. It wasn't right. But this is how it is now. And, you know, in the last like few minutes when he's talking about Joseph, who's the son of his, you know, housemaid or whatever, he's like, you know, yeah, I did all this, and that's my fault. So, you know, it's my fault. It's not, he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask to be my kid. He didn't ask to be, you know, shunned away from the world or whatever. He's like, why should I?
Mm-hmm.
So they have it, like, you know, he's maintained a good relationship with him, and they like, you know, work out. He's like a bodybuilder now too or whatever. But I don't know, I just think there's something to be said about, like, so many people, look, everybody makes mistakes and everybody fucks up, right? Nobody's perfect, but owning up to your mistakes is something we don't see much anymore
mm-hmm.
in a lot of people. So I, you know, I have a level of respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause some people are like, you know, don't like him for all that. And like, you know,
yeah,
which I can understand and I get, but he's certainly not the worst of them.
No.
So yeah, I highly recommend, it's on Netflix. It's just called Arnold.
Cool.
How about you, Miss?
I started. I haven't finished it. no, I have a documentary. I haven't finished. It's on HBO Max called "The Truth About Jim." It is a story about this woman who believes that her step grandfather was a serial killer, and so and come to find out, like, all of Jim's children. Pretty much all of his relatives fucking hate him.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not surprising that he is that he's passed on, but he was a piece of shit.
Cool.
Yeah, so I've gotten to the second episode. It's 4-episode series. It's very good. It's a definitely like, you know, the girl who's like the granddaughter, the step granddaughter, is definitely trying to be like Sarah, or what's her name? Yeah, Sarah from Serial, but that's okay. Like it's fine. Yeah, Sarah Koenig. But it's okay. Like she does a great job. But it's good. I mean, it's yeah, Jim Mordecai was a piece of shit. So even whether or not he was a serial killer, he was a piece of shit.
Interesting.
I need to finish it. The guy
that
he
sounds
actually
interesting.
He actually looks like Jim Jones, honestly.
Oh yep. Well, it's already a strike strike against
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely raped a bunch of girls. Anyhoozles. Okay. So so coming up next is Glorious.
Glorious.
Glorious. starring Ryan Quanten.
Sure.
I don't know. Jason Stackhouse.
Jason Stackhouse. Exactly.
Most of my notes say Jason Stackhouse. Jason goes to. I mean, we'll get there.
Yeah. It's gonna be a wild ride.
It's gonna be a wild ride. So you can find us a whole bunch of different fucking places.
You sure can.
Like and subscribe to us on YouTube. We have a review of what was the last one we fucking did? Lisa Frankenstein? No, we did one after that.
No, we did.
We did Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Jekyll.
Yep.
Starring Susie Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, it was. We both liked it. We, you know. Yep. And that will be actually. I got confused. It's actually. You can get it here, but it is streaming. I think you can get it here, but it's streaming for the first time in the UK at the end of this month.
Okay.
How do we end this thing?
Maniacal laugh.